Even though these kids don't know it, quality childcare means they'll do better in schools, according to research. Indiana's Paths to Quality program sets standards for 4 levels of certification, but meeting those standards takes time and money that some centers don't have. United Way of Central Indiana works with centers to get the resources they need to move forward. Ted Maple, United Way's Director of Early Childhood, says many centers can struggle just to get to level 1.
So we provide, for example, emergency exits, hand washing sinks, fire alarms, restrooms, lighting upgrades, fences around playgrounds. These are all things that aren't required of a unlicensed child care ministry, but are for level 1 of Paths to Quality.
United Way also matches level 4 centers with those that are working on getting to a higher level. Those mentors help them create a plan to get there. Anti-MAME Child Care Executive Director Sholanda Murray says that while parents may not understand her level 4 Paths to Quality certification, there are many basic things they should look for when evaluating child care.
So what are the ratios? What's developmentally appropriate concepts that you teach in this classroom? What curriculum do you use? What are your staff credentials? How do you clean your facility? How often do you clean your facility? Can I see a menu? Can I see a schedule? Can I see a daily routine?
Lisa Bowler, director of Daystar Child Care on the city's east side, says getting to level 3 meant getting more child care education for staff, which has actually been a double-edged sword.
A lot of our teachers have been teachers here in our preschool for a long time, and it required a lot of them to go back to school and get at least a CDA, which they were all willing to do. But hiring new people, if you lose someone, then in order to be on Paths to Quality, you need to hire people who already have some education or some experience.
Child care certification is not a level playing field because licensed agencies which make improvements get higher government reimbursement rates than do church-based centers, which are typically unlicensed. So while a ministry daycare gets less money, they also more frequently serve families who can't pay as much. Bowler says her parents are stretched thin.
I mean, especially in our neighborhood, if we charge our parents what a licensed daycare would charge in Nora, for instance, we wouldn't have any people. We have to make it affordable for all of our parents.
She's still committed, though, to strengthening her center and says the United Way dollars and support have been key to making needed changes. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.